If you have a chance to eat here, now or later, take it. This is one of the favorite restaurants in Charleston. It's hauntingly good. The home was built in the late 1880s as a single-family home on a block that remained residential through most of the 1900s. In the 1970s, this building was converted to a restaurant. While work was being done on the conversion, Pugin showed up. Whether he was a neighborhood stray looking to sneak some lunch from the workmen, or whether he was left by a previous owner is debated. But he was a real, white, fluffy dog that greeted restaurant goers for the first few years of business. He died in 1979, but can sometimes still be seen greeting guests on the porch, or more often, diners feel a quick brush of dog walking underneath the table. But he isn't the spirit I want to tell you about tonight. Instead, I want to tell you the story of a woman named Zoe St. Amand. In the 1900s, Zoe and her sister Elizabeth lived here. They were considered spinsters, often seen wearing black dresses and wire-rimmed glasses, reclusive and avoiding the outside world, having only each other. In 1945, Elizabeth passed away, and Zoe had lost her only friend and closest confidant. Even more withdrawn after her sister's death, she was rarely seen outside until one night she was found roaming the street here, yelling out her sister's name. She would spend the rest of her life in the hospital, but the rest of eternity still here, looking for Elizabeth. Reports of seeing her started just after her death, but when this building was disturbed and converted into a restaurant, the sightings grew. Stories of staff and guests alike abound, doors banging open and shut, stools being knocked over on their own, the sounds of a second voice singing along with the radio when only the pastry chef was in the restaurant. If you do enjoy a meal here, be observant while dining, especially if you look in the mirror. Guests often look up from washing their hands in the bathroom to see an old woman with wire-framed glasses standing behind them. More often than not, people see Zoe wandering the restaurant but don't realize she's a spirit until they see the photograph of her by the front door and hear her story. There's a hotel across the street now, and on numerous occasions guests at the hotel, unaware of the restaurant's haunted past, report seeing a woman dressed in black on the top floors, even calling the police, believing an elderly restaurant patron has been locked into the restaurant overnight. The police get these calls so often, they don't even respond. They know it's only the ghost of Zoe St. Amand looking for her sister Elizabeth. Keep walking along Queen Street until the next intersection. Cross Meeting Street and turn left to get to the Circular Church.